Sometimes it takes real courage to do what God wants you to do, but I'm just a vessel for the Lord, and I want to please the Lord, and I don't know, I just wanted to share, too, with the young people and some of the young people. I thought maybe it could help some talk about sin tonight and how I was delivered and how the Lord led me in the light of God and many things the Lord worked with me, not being raised with the saints, but the Lord was so merciful and kind and loving. And I just want to encourage the young people tonight that the Lord is not up there getting mad at us every time we make a mistake, but he loves us and he wants to help us, but he will not tolerate sin. That's one thing. We have to live free from sin, but he's merciful to us. Even then, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Lord Jesus Christ the righteous. He can cleanse us from all sin. Thank the Lord tonight for that. I am saved today. I was just wondering, in that 172, it says, I am saved today, or Jesus saves from sin today. But there's another song that says, I am saved today. I'm just wondering tonight if you can truly say you're saved today. Because, you know, I notice sometimes people hesitate with that. Or if you say, are you sanctified with the Holy Spirit? They might not really know, or they're not really sure. But the Lord wants us to be very sure. The Lord wants us to be very sure that we're saved and sanctified. And he can help us to reach that. And the Lord wants to do that. I'd like to start reading some scriptures in Romans 6 about sin. And you know, it's very plain. And I know we're living in a world today where people teach that, you know, it's impossible to live free from sin, that you're going to just have to sin because we just can't be perfect, we can't be righteous. But that is a lie from the devil. The Lord's blood is so powerful and so holy and so wonderful. Jesus died on the cross and his blood is so holy and pure, and it just cleanses us from all sin, A-L-L, every bit of it. But it says here, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. You know, when I was saved, I started walking in a new life immediately. And I remember that when I was saved, I had pants and I had shorts and I had things I had to get rid of. My wardrobe, I had to get rid of it immediately. And I remember I just cleaned house. And I know maybe it's not talked a lot among us, but I want to encourage us sisters and women or young ladies. And I know most of us do that, but I don't know what you do behind the scenes or who's going to hear this message. But, you know, God wants us to wear dresses and skirts. He wants us to look like women. He wants us to be feminine, not masculine. And, you know, even though, you know, the Lord wants us to be like ladies and act like ladies, he doesn't want us to wear pants. And I know in the world, as I studied that back, I think it was about, well, my mother's age, when I was a little girl, she said I always wore, she put dresses on me. Until I got up into the teenage years, I started wearing pants before I got saved at 18. There was probably just a few years between 12 years old and 18 that I wasn't saved. I was just, I'm not trying to brag about it or nothing, but as a little girl, I was just a pretty good little girl. You know, my parents were moral people, and they taught me pretty well, but she said she'd put little dresses on me because back in, I was born in 1953, and back in those years, a lot of the ladies still wore dresses. But we're in 2013, and many times you can go, you pray for me because I'm so burning now, but you can go to the stores and places, and women mostly wear pants in the world. But ladies, I want to encourage you tonight. Do not be ashamed of God. Do not be ashamed, young people, of dressing like God wants you to dress. And because God will bless that. And He will help you, and you can get to the point where you can love being godly and love being modest. And, you know, I remember sometimes, you know, among the saints, when I first met the saints, and I've said this before, they dressed completely different than I was used to dressing. But even in Michigan, Jerry's mother and grandmother, they taught me to measure up and start wearing modest clothes and things anyway. And I was learning. But you know, when you get saved, that's just the beginning. You must learn how to please the Lord. And you must walk in that light. And as you go along, when things come up, you got to be willing to obey the Lord. And I remember Brother Humphrey and Sister Humphrey, they would come to Michigan and they would teach us messages and in the basement there of Uncle Ralph's. And I remember when I first was saved, I had a wedding ring on. We had just got married out. Like, he got saved on Wednesday. I got saved on Friday, and we got married November 15th on Monday. So, you know, it was kind of a whirlwind week, so to speak, you know. But anyway, so after a little month or so, I still had this wedding ring. But the saints would teach, you know, to lay aside costly array and jewelry and gold and all those things, to lay that aside, you know. And I had this wedding ring. Of course, it was very dear to my heart. I didn't really want to get rid of it. And so what happened was, I would break out on my hands, and I couldn't wear it because it would break me out. And so I had it at home, but it was in my heart. And I want to say tonight, you know, there's things that on the outward I didn't have the ring, but in my heart it was still there. And I purposed in my heart to put it back on as soon as I could. But Brother Humphrey was preaching a message on jewelry and costly array, and the Lord talked to my heart. And he said, "Are you willing to not wear that ring, get rid of that ring, sell it?" I actually sold it. I hope that was okay, but that's what I did. But anyway, I just thought I needed to get the temptation away from me, you know. And so anyway, but he was preaching, and the Lord talked to my heart. And he said, "Are you willing to give that away, get rid of that ring for me?" And, you know, people argue about this thing, you know, but you know, when you're married, you don't really have to have that ring to tie you together. It's just an object, you know. But the Lord dealt with my heart, and so I said yes. And the Lord said, "Testify and tell the saints that you're willing to do that." And I remember, I thought, well, if I tell the saints, then I can't put it back on, because they'll know that I have light. And that's exactly right. It's why you need to testify. You need to tell. And you know, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And I just like to encourage us to testify and get up and tell what the Lord has done for you. And don't be afraid to tell what the Lord has done for you. I appreciate the testimony and the singing of the young people. And because, you know, that helps us to overcome. When we testify, that helps us to overcome the enemy. You know, there's many times you won't always feel like you're saved, but that doesn't mean you're not saved. You don't go by feelings. Feelings go up and down. If I could draw a line there, you know, sometimes you feel like you're just, you're on top of the mountain, so to speak. Everything's going right. You're so happy. And then maybe just a few hours, you may be down and feel kind of, maybe even crying and feeling kind of sad. But you know, God is still God. He's still there. He's with you. He's going to help you. But I just remembered as I was walking in the light up in Michigan, you know, we have in Michigan, there was a lot of snow. And so another time, I remember, I just want to encourage you to walk in God's light. God wants you to do that. When you get saved, keep walking in the light. And remember how that they had snowmobiles, and we like to do that. And so I got some of these snowmobile pants to put over my dress. And now some of you may say, well, they're perfectly okay with that. But the Lord wanted more for me. And I was out there doing that with my husband. And And the Lord began to deal with me. He said, you know, you don't even need to do that. You don't need to do that. The Lord wanted more of a consecration from me. He wanted my heart, all of my heart. And as the Lord would just touch something in my life, I was willing to just let it go. Let it go. And that's the way it's always been with me. I try my best just to let whatever God talks to my heart about, to be willing to walk in that light. Because going to heaven has been the most important thing to us. Living free from sin is the most important thing. And we realize that we have a devil. We have a foe that we have to fight. And he's not, I know I have a little promise box at home. And actually, I got one before I came here. I love my little promise box. And this is one of the scriptures that the Lord gave me. But the Lord, he's so sweet, isn't he? He talks to us all the time. But this little verse he gave me here, it says, Dear Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit and for the strength he gives. Teach me how to fix my thoughts on you and your love and power. And I said, Yes, Lord, I need to just consecrate. Think about your great love and your great power through the Holy Spirit. You know, saints, we just need to be stirred up against sin. And we need to walk in the light and be willing to do it. We need to love God more than anything. We've heard so many good messages in this meeting. Love God with all your soul. Let him be first. If you love him that much, you'll be willing to do anything. And I remember testifying about that too. I said, you know, I got up and I said, I've been wearing some of these toboggan pants over my skirts and going tobogganing, but I'm going to stop that because the Lord don't want me to do that. I just listened to the Lord. This is just coming to my mind. I just want to share with you. You know, the Lord talks to us. Another thing I've always said, I've had a love for music. I love music, and I wish I could sing even better than I do. And I'll know sometimes the Lord helps me to be able to sing a song. Okay, you know, but that's really not my calling. But anyway, the Lord helps me sometimes. But I love music. I love songs. And I know a lot of songs. Many times when the saints call a song, I know not just in our book, but I know a lot of songs because I love it. And before I was saved, I loved music in the world. I loved, of course, the music in the world back then wasn't as bad as it is now. But anyway, it says, still was worldly. And so after I got saved, I remember one day I had the radio on in a car, and I was listening to it, and it was playing some music that I loved when I wasn't saved, and I was enjoying that. And afterwards, I come home, and the Lord began to talk to my heart. And he said, you know, you need to pray. And you need to ask God to help you. Not to want to listen to that anymore. And I said, oh, Lord, yes. And I went in there and I prayed to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I don't want to do anything you don't want me to do. Please forgive me. Take that out of my heart. I just want to encourage you young people. I was listening to a gospel song on the way here. And it was this, that song that says, I'm anchored at last. That's such a... I tell you, I can just love that song. I can play it over and over and over. If I'm in the car by myself, I just can play it over and over. But the how's it go? My anchor is the past. I don't have to worry about the past. I'm anchored at last. I'm safe in the haven divine. Praise God. That wonderful, Sister Rosie. To be saved and anchored. Don't have to worry about sinning anymore. We're free from sin, saints. We're free from it. We're free from the tangles of it. It's wonderful. And it's not something we can do. But it's a miracle from God that we are free. Free from it. We don't even realize how maybe wonderful it is. It's just like the love of God is so powerful and so great that it surpasses anything we ever knew of. His great love, his great power, his great heaven to go to is glorious. It is so glorious. You know, and the enemy, when we first get saved, and we read some more scriptures here, but God forbid that we sin. God doesn't want us to sin. He wants us to be happy. He loves us. I remember before I was saved, the devil told me, I thought my parents were a little bit strict, especially my daddy. I miss him really much, you know, because he's been gone now 5 years. But my daddy was strict for being people that didn't go to church regularly. He was still very strict with me. And I couldn't do some things because my daddy would watch over me and keep me out of things. I appreciate that. I appreciate that I had a good father. I appreciate now that he was strict with me and careful with me. My dad was a good father. I thank the Lord for that. But I thought when I got married, I thought now we're getting saved. So now I'm going from my strict father to marriage where we're going to be strict and can't do anything. The devil was working against me. Like I said in testifying today, he didn't want me to be saved. He wanted to entangle me. He wanted to keep me away from the saints. But the Lord was on my side. Praise his holy name. He can keep us saved for many, many years. You know that song says in that 300, is not this the land of Beulah? Blessed, blessed land of light. Oh, it says, I see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered in my journey by the ghosts and doubts and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way. But the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. Oh, praise God. We are not giving up. None of us, are we? I hope that. I pray a blessing on you all that you'll never give up, that you'll keep going on for Jesus, and that someday we'll actually see Jesus in heaven and the glorious angels and the wonderful host of heaven. It'll be worth everything we went through. It'll be like we heard the little girl sing and pray every day and fight the devil, resist him, and he will flee from you. Praise the Lord. The Lord wants us to be free from it all. It says, he that is dead is freed from sin. In the 7th verse of the 6th chapter. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. It says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves, in the 11th verse, to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. That's what I was talking about. Yield to God. Whatever God tells you to do, yield to him. Young people, I know it's been a while since I've been a young person as a teenager, but I remember my heart. I remember before I was saved, I'd like to go to the fairs. I'd like to get onto the bullet. The bullet would just go round and round, you know. It would just be really exciting. I'd go upside down, and everything was excitement for me like that. I wanted to do those things. But when the Lord came into my heart, he caused me to love spiritual things. This is what, children, you've got to change your love for that. Love for the world, you got to change it to love spiritual things. Love, like we're exhorted today, get special singing, which we do have it, but stir up the gift that is within you and sing your specials. And you know, when we have camp meetings, we won't ever have a service that's missed out or someone's out of order, but we can have the whole meeting filled with the power of God. Every service on fire, every service special singing, every anointed preaching, anointed prayers, people saved and sanctified and healed. This is what God wants to do. He wants to stir up the gift that's within us. But we first have to, in our personal lives, clean house. Yes, we got to clean house and get rid of everything that God is not pleased with. Get rid of it all. Ask the Lord to help us to clean house. I remember when he first was saved, my husband was in karate before he was saved, and he was almost a black belt. He got these trophies, you know. But after we got saved one night in Michigan in the basement, I heard him down there busting stuff and breaking stuff on what he was doing. So I went down there, and he was just taking those trophies and smashing them and breaking them up. And he said, "Honey, I just don't want to look at this. I don't want to see these things. God wasn't pleasing me doing that." Oh, I tell you, the Lord wants you to break up some things, throw them in the garbage can. You know, sometimes we have to just clean house and take an inventory, and not only just that, but a spiritual way. Lord, help us to draw closer to you. Yield yourselves to God. The world, they yield themselves to the devil. That's what they're doing. They're yielding their bodies to the devil. They're yielding their lives to the devil. But the saints, we yield ourselves to the Lord. We yield to what he wants. It's not what just people want you to do, but it's what God wants you to do. That matters the most because God knows everything, and he wants you to yield to him. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under God, under grace? God forbid. God forbid that we sin. We don't have to sin. I lived for many years free from sin. You don't have to do that. You know, I know it's amusing, but they said that, you know, there was a big sign, and one of the saints said they saw 2 male pouch tobacco or something. And he said, "Well, praise the Lord, I don't have to do it. I don't have to do that. I don't have to sin. I don't have to yield to the devil." But the only way we can not yield is get the blood of Jesus applied to our soul. Like the little sister was saying that prayed today. She asked Jesus to forgive her sins, and the Lord come into her heart. That's wonderful. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to come into our hearts. And I was thinking, there's a scripture over here in Romans 10 I wanted to get. It says we need to confess with our mouth. You know, Romans 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You know, it's not just enough to believe and say we're saved, but we need to confess some things. We need to stand up for God. I remember one time before one of the children was born, I had to go see a doctor, and I was a little bit afraid, and I was going to tell that doctor that I didn't want any medicine, and I wanted to trust in the Lord, and I was a little bit afraid, saying, "I'm telling you the truth," but I asked the Lord to help me. And the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "Now, do not be ashamed of me. Do not be ashamed to stand up to people and tell them how you feel. Tell them how you feel. Confess." And you know, I did. The Lord helped me to do it. You know, the Lord wants us to be lights in this world. I remember not very long ago, I was at the dentist, and I was having a little difficulty, and I was telling him I wouldn't take the medicine, you know, that he wants you have. And I said, "I want to just, you know, do my natural remedies and pray." And so then the next time I went to see him, he said, "Well, we're just going to pray about this." And, you know, I just thank the Lord that he said he's going to pray with me. And, you know, we have to be a light to the world. We don't have to be ashamed of nothing. Jesus said, if we're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of us. But the Lord doesn't want us to be ashamed. I'm not ashamed. We don't want to be ashamed. We walk out, ladies, and you're in the world, and your dresses, and you look so different. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of Jesus, because he loves you, and he died for you that you could be saved. And you know, people really respect, good people respect Christians. They do. They really do. They respect the way you are. So you just be faithful to the Lord. It says, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Oh, no, the Lord doesn't ever want us to be ashamed. He wants us, you know, I was thinking before service, it just seemed like the Lord started talking to me, and he talked to me about Jonah. He said, some people run from God. And he said, don't run from God. God doesn't want you to run from him. And I say, well, I don't run from God, but we can run from God in our heart. When the Lord wants us to do something, we're not willing to do it. We're trying to get away from what God wants us to do. You know, we need more consecration among the church. We need more consecration. We need more ministers. We need more teachers. We need Sunday school teachers. We need people interested in the children's meeting more. And just so many needs it's going to be as the older ones get older. And you know, we just need more zeal. We need encouragement that way. And God can give that to you. But you know, it takes faith. It just takes faith. And you know, I was thinking, I was working with some different ones that are having a little problem with accusation. You know, we got to get over this. We got to have faith in God. We have to have faith in ourselves and know what kind of person we really are, that we really, really, truly love God, and that we really, truly want to obey him. And not only that, but we really are obeying God. And we got to know that we're saved. It's that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, I remember Grandma, I refer to Grandma a lot, it was Jerry's grandmother, but one of her favorite scriptures she would tell me, if thou wouldst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. See, we don't really understand, but really, when we give in to depression and accusations, we're not having faith. That's the problem. We're not believing that God has saved us. We're not believing that we're okay with God. We're not, and no, we can make a mistake and we can just ask God to forgive us. And then we ask him again to forgive us. And we ask him again to forgive us. And we're not accepting his forgiveness. We have to believe that God forgives, that he understands, that he loves us. We must believe that. We must know that God will help us. I remember a little story I read one time, you know, there's a difference, like if, probably some of you have read this, you know, but like I was sitting there on that front bench and I had my foot out. Well, if you purposely wanted to hurt me, you wanted to hurt Sister Marcia, you would just come by and just take your foot and stomp my foot. And you were just wanting to be mean to me. I don't think anyone here would want to do that to me, but say if that would be purposely wanting to hurt me. Now if you came by and you accidentally stomped on my foot, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to hurt you. I just made a mistake. There's a big difference than your heart of trying to hurt or making a mistake and hurting. And this is what God looks at. If you make a mistake, ask God to forgive you and get up. I remember one time in Michigan, I can't remember just now what it was I did. I think sometimes I was a little bit, I had some worldly friends that when I first got saved would ask me questions and maybe I'd try to avoid, you know, just telling them that, you know, just explaining everything and trying to be a little careful. And I don't know, I just did something I felt bad about and I told Grandma, I said, Grandma, I just feel so bad about this. And I was crying and she says, honey, you've got to believe that God will forgive you. And she said, now let's say if you was walking along and you fell into a mud puddle, literally fell into a mud puddle outside, and it's raining out there now. If we slipped and fell and got our clothes all dirty, what would you do? You would go home, take a bath, and put clean clothes on. Well, if you make a mistake, get up out of that and ask Jesus to forgive you, clean yourself up, and go on. And just keep going on. Sometimes I think people get saved and they just give up too quick. They make a little mistake and they get under accusation, so they just throw it all away, just quit. God don't want quitters. The Lord wants us to be strong. I know I was reading this. I was listening to one of the tapes years ago, one of the sister ministers, and I don't know which one it was. Probably some of you would, but she said, you know, we don't need pillows in the Church of God. We need pillars. And this is what you got to be a pillar is by going on for God, being faithful and living clean lives and measuring up to what God tells you to do. The Lord wants to bless us. He wants to help us. I'm not going to read all this because we know about Jonah, but I want to read some of the scriptures here. But, you know, Jonah was told to go. And it says, "Arise," God told him, "go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me." And Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with him unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You know, the Lord God wanted him to go to Nineveh, but he knew what Nineveh was like. It was a wicked place. And he was scared, and I don't know all his reasons, but he didn't want to go preach to them. And he just told the Lord, "I don't want to go, and I'm going to run away from you." Maybe he thought, "Well, I'll just get away from the Lord far enough away that he'll forget about the job he wants me to do." You know, the Lord doesn't forget what he wants you to do. We have to consecrate unto the Lord because the Lord does not forget. And you know, the Lord, he followed Jonah. And it said, the Lord sent out a great wind unto the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. And it said that the shipmaster said, "What meanest thou, O sleeper?" He was down there sleeping. "Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." And they said every one to his fellow, "Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, "Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou?" And he said unto them, "I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land." Then were the men exceeding afraid, and said unto him, "Why hast thou done this?" For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord. I just want to ask you tonight, do you sometimes feel like you're fleeing or running from God in your heart? You just don't want to do what God wants you to do. Maybe it's a calling. Maybe the Lord's calling you to do something. You just really don't want to do it. It's just you'd rather not do that. But the Lord does not want you to run from him. He wants you to yield to him. You know, I just found out the devil told me so many lies when he told me to run that night. When Jerry's grandmother was dealing with me, the devil said, "Get away from those people. Run out of the house. Don't talk to them. Don't let them tell you." Now, I wasn't saved. I was 18. I was not saved. And the devil told me to run away. If I had listened to him, I wouldn't be here tonight. I would not be saved. But thank God that I listened to the Lord. And when she said, "Is there a power trying to keep you from praying?" And it scared me so much. I said, "Yes, yes, there is. There's a power fighting me." It was a devil was fighting me. But you know, I didn't run away. I got on my knees and prayed. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to yield to him and not run away. And Jonah was trying to run away, but the Lord sent this big, big storm. And finally they said, they didn't want to. They cast lots that fell on him. You know the story. They didn't really want to throw him overboard, but they finally did. And it said, "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights." You know, can you imagine being in this big, huge fish? They say, it says in the Bible, big fish. So we're not going to say it's a whale, but it's a big fish. But anyway, he was there. He was in this belly. I can imagine being in one of the worst places of your life to be there. And all this seaweed and all this corruption around you for 3 days and three nights. I tell you, when God got through with Jonah, he was ready to listen to God, wasn't he? And he said to pray to the Lord. He began to pray and cry. And dear ones, I want to say something tonight. God hears the faintest whisper. If he could hear through all that ocean and all that fish and down into see that little man in there praying to him. You know, God hears the faintest cry. And when he heard Jonah praying, it said, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. He cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord. He heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hast cast me into the deep in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. You know, dear ones, that's what we need to do. We need to keep our eyes on that holy temple. We need to keep our eyes on that reward of heaven. We need to keep praying to God like we heard in the song. Pray to God. Don't give up. Sometimes I'm very tired, but I just want to get on my knees and pray. Because I know that's our lifeline for heaven. That's our lifeline to keep encouraged. We must pray on till the answer comes. And dear ones, sometimes when we feel like we've given our all and done all that we can do, we still feel like it's not enough. I know, dear saints, that you feel that way. When you've done and worked for the Lord many, many years, you still feel like I could have done more. I'm getting older. My life is slipping away. I should have done more in God's vineyard. But dear ones, young people, don't wait. Give your heart to the Lord. Consecrate to God. If we're going to be the church of God, let's be the church of God. Let's be faithful. Let's be saints. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that the Lord called us to be saints. He called us out. Not just out of sin, but he called us out of sectism. He gave us a vision and understanding that's above many, many people. Do you realize what an honor that is? Not that it's just, it makes us feel very humble to the Lord, but also it makes us feel very responsible to the Lord. Many times the Lord has reminded me, I counted you faithful, putting you into the ministry. Are you gonna disappoint me here? Are you gonna mess up? Are you gonna do everything you can do? As we started in this meeting, and I'm not boasting about this. I'm trying to encourage us. I'm trying to see how our mind can affect what we do. And I said, Lord, there's been some times I go into a meeting and I say, it's going to be too tiring. I can't make it to every service. I don't know if I can do children's meeting every day. And I just have this mindset that my body, I'm just going to get too tired, Lord. But this time, I told the Lord, you said, as thy strength, so shall thy days be. And I'm not going to look at my age. I'm not going to look like all the responsibilities I got. I'm going to believe that you're going to help me. And so far, the Lord has helped me to be here every service. Sometimes I was late a couple times. He's helped me to do the children's meeting. He's just given me that zeal because I asked for it. We have to fight. We have to resist the devil. We have to ask God to inspire us. If we don't, we'll just be sitting around doing nothing. But we have to do it. We have to ask you, Lord. Lord, give me more courage. Give me inspiration, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want to be inspired to the day I die. Praise the Lord. I don't want to just give out. I want to be inspired to the very moment my breath leaves my body. Dear ones, we can do this. We can be workers for the Lord. The Lord wants us. He wants us to bless us. I know in this meeting some different ones have talked about the different saints. And I was thinking all the different saints I've known that many of these young people have not known. But dear ones, they're the memory in our minds. They were faithful. And they gave us something. They put something into us through God using them. They put something into us. What was it? It was inspiration. It was faith. Jerry's grandmother, many times she would teach me till 2 o'clock in the morning about having faith in God. She would read me old books and she would tell me to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your might. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That is the truth. Now, that's what I'm going to say here. That is the truth. Sure, there's many inventions out there. There's many things doctors can do. But I'll tell you one thing right here behind this pulpit. My God can do greater than all of it. Every bit of it. And He can do it with a lot less pain and suffering too. That's right. The Lord, He is a mighty God. He is a powerful God. He reigns in this world. He made our bodies. He causes that heart to beat. He makes that blood to flow through our veins. He is a mighty God. Praise the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Put all of it in the Lord. The Lord. You know, when I first started trusting the Lord, I trusted the Lord in small things. That's okay. Start somewhere small. Get it? Maybe a little headache, or maybe it's a worse headache, or whatever it is. Ask the Lord to heal you. And when the Lord heals you, it increases your faith. And you just go a little farther with the Lord. And the Lord does something else and increases your faith. And the Lord does something else and increases your faith. Just keep doing that, and pretty soon you'll have faith to trust in the Lord. Oh, praise God. It's a privilege to trust in the Lord. Oh, put your confidence in God. And not only in your body, but in everything. Believe in God. Have faith in God. God's way is best. Do you believe that? God's way is best, saints. He'll take us on through to heaven. Praise God. I mean to go right on, the song says, until the crown is won. I'm not going to give up. When I just barely get there, I want to get there. The message, you know, almost, what was it? Not hard, not, almost make it. Wouldn't that be terrible to almost make it? We want to keep going on. The devil never stops fighting us, tempting us, trying us, no matter how old we get. But praise the Lord, Jesus is the victor. He gives us victory over all the power of the enemy. Set your foot on that holy ground. It's yours. Draw your circle. It's yours. Put your foot there. Claim it and praise God for it. Oh, saints, I'm encouraged tonight. We can trust in the Lord. Oh, Jonah prayed to God, and God heard him. And he said, the waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me around. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Oh, dear ones, when your soul, when you feel like you get into a problem, you feel like you're in the depths of something, you don't know how to get out of it, cry to the Lord. Cry to His holy mountain. Say, Lord, I love You. I'm Your child. Get me out of this. You know, the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it some way. It says here, I went down, and when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto Thee, into Thine holy temple. It says, and I will sacrifice unto Thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. I tell you, start praising the Lord enough, you're going to get out of that. Yes. And you're going to get spit into the dry land. Glory land. You're going to have victory. Praise the Lord. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Saints, praise the Lord. It's wonderful that we can have the victory. We don't have to run away from God. I want to read Obadiah there. I wanted to read that 17th verse. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. There shall be deliverance in Zion. I'll tell you one thing. Everything that we've needed has been right here, right among the saints. Spiritually, I'm speaking here. Everything you need is right here. The Lord has got prayer warriors here. The Lord has got saints that can pray for you. And there's deliverance in Zion. Now, I'm not telling you what you go out there in sectism and find deliverance like there is here in Zion. But there's deliverance here. There's real people that live free from sin, have clean lives. That's what's here. Praise God. It's wonderful, isn't it? There's deliverance in Zion. Over here in Revelations, I wanted to read a few scriptures here in Revelations 19 and 8. It says here, "And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." Righteousness, holiness, godliness, no sin. That's what's in Zion. Praise God. Do you want to be a saint of God? Are you going to promise God, "By your grace, I'm going to be saved all of my life"? Jerry's grandmother instilled in me, have faith in God, Marcia. Trust in the Lord. The Lord can take you through. He'll take you through anything. She told about her mother. She knew some of the saints that was connected with Anderson even before then. Her mother did. And she was taught the truth. And her mother was a saint of God. I never met her, but Grandma would tell me about her. And she was so precious. She was married to a man that wasn't saved. And one time she was very sick, and he told her to get down and polish his shoes. And she got down there and polished his shoes. And she'd go around singing, "I got joy bells ringing in my heart." Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for those saints that have been so faithful. Faithful to God, no matter what happened to them. Trusting the Lord and got the victory over the beast and the image of his mark. Oh, saints, I'm so glad I'm with the truth. I'm so glad I'm not with sectism. I'm so glad I understand the true church of God. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Praise God. Are you looking forward to the meetings this year? Are you looking forward to Monarch? Oh, I'm looking forward to that. We're going to sit in the heights of Zion. We're going to be thrilled. God's going to be there, and He's going to bless us. And the Lord willing, if the Lord lets us live a couple more months, we're going to be there, and God's going to bless us, and He's going to come down, and there's going to be glory like you've never known, and God's going to really bless His saints, and we're going to be feasting in the heights of Zion. I don't know. You see, what you're getting so excited about it. But we need to get excited about the things of God, dear ones. You know, the people of the world, they go to these ball games and they shout and they shout for their teams. I never was interested in that. Never was. Even when I wasn't saved, I never went to the football games. I don't know if I ever say I might went one time. I don't know. But never was cared about it. But I know they do, and they cheer for it. And they want. They just get so excited. But dear ones, we got something to be excited about right here among the saints, the wonderful true church of God. And praise God. Like Sister Kevin used to say, I'm going to praise God because I don't want the rocks praising for me. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to be what God wants me to be by His grace. And it's not that I can do this, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Praise the Lord. You can do it. You can make it to heaven. You can be what God wants you to be. You can be faithful to Him. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord tonight for His salvation. Clean and white. Oh, praise God. In 19 of Revelations and 14, it says here, "And in the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." White and clean. That's the way the saints are. White and clean. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Revelations 20. I'm going to read something here and then I'm going to sit down. We kind of went over sin and we went over different things, walking in the light, different things. But you know, many times we don't say much about hell. But I'm telling you what, if we don't get saved and we don't make it and we don't stay saved, if we don't, the Holy Spirit is for us to give us power. Even though we're saved, we're going to go through some hard times in life sometimes. We need the Holy Ghost to stay victorious. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit for a comforter. We need the Holy Spirit to give us power over carnality. We need the Holy Spirit. And if we don't get the things we need sitting right among the saints, we don't get the things we need and miss out, there is a real hell to shun. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. You know, I've been living for the Lord willing, this November will be 42 years. I do not regret giving my life to God. I do not regret being among the people of God, dressing this way, looking this way. I don't regret it. I praise God. I praise God that He let me be one of you. I praise God that over the mountain where lonely I wandered in Michigan, Jesus my Savior came looking for me. Saw that little girl crying for the true church. I'm going to bring her out. I'm going to lift her out. And I'm going to show her some light and understanding. Oh, praise your name, God. Praise you for doing that for me. You are such a great God. Not only me only, but all of you dear ones. What God has done for you. Whether you were raised with the saints or you're not, God had to give you the vision and understanding. He brought you to the place you're at. Yes, praise the Lord. And it says here, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead which judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now we're just going to leave that with you. If you believe the Bible, you believe that's in there and you know it's in there, then you're going to believe that there is a hell that we could go to if we don't get saved. But although I read that scripture, I also want to say this scripture to end with a happy, happy, encouraging note. St. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. If God created you and I just for this purpose in 2013, however long He lets us live, this span of time that we were born and lived, if He called us to be saints and called us for a special purpose, let us do it with all our heart. Let us love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and do the very best we can. So when our life is over, we can join that heavenly chorus. Oh, I tell you, it's been a wonderful, wonderful life with the saints. Amen. Wonderful experiences. Sometimes out there in the world, they say to me, well, you have camp meeting, you know. Do you know who's going to preach tonight or tomorrow morning? Or what's going on over there? No, we just trust in the Lord. We trust in the Lord that the Holy Spirit will lead and put a burden on someone. And some people think that's kind of different, you know, like that's not the way that we should do that. We should have a program. But I'm thankful we don't have a program. I'm thankful that we teach to have faith in God. I'm so thankful that we teach in Holy Spirit leadership. It's wonderful. And I pray tonight, if you need any help, that you'll come get your help.